Thanks, Sean, and good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be invited to start off the State of the Capital Conference this morning. And I'd like to start by thanking David Edwards and his very hard-working team at CEDA, who've done such a great job in getting today's program together, given everything that else is happening around the city. And David did acknowledge so many of the dignitaries here today, but I'd like to also put in a special welcome to our very hard-working Chief Executive Officer of Brisbane City Council, Jude Munro, who's with us today. Indeed, when I heard Sean acknowledge the deliverables that I have as part of my program, as I look around this room, I think most of the senior council officers delivering those programs are here. So that's great that you've got us all in the room together, and we're delivering for Brisbane like never before. As the Lord Mayor said this morning, 126 bus in 12 months is now on the roads in Brisbane, part of the 500 that we're delivering in this council term. However, my hat today, of course, is as Chairman of Economic Development, and I acknowledge David Jackson, who's our Divisional Manager. And this morning I hope to paint a small picture about the current Brisbane scene, just to give you some perspective. Although, as I look around this room, I think I'm probably preaching to the converted in many ways. I think many of you know the scene just as well as I do. But as you are aware, Brisbane is at the heart of the fastest growing region in Australia. One in seven Australians live in southeast Queensland, and the Brisbane City Council is by far the largest local government area, not only in Australia, but also in the Asia Pacific region. We cover 1,367 square kilometres and have over 1 million residents. But as I said before, we're also the fastest growing region, so that's not standing still by any means. And we have over 375,000 private dwellings in that area. Brisbane City Council itself has 8,000 employees and a budget of $2.8 billion and assets of over $17 billion. So as you can see, we're competitive with small countries and indeed the state of Tasmania, which people are fond of saying. But we do have a good economic record. As you'd be aware at the moment, we have dramatically reduced our debt, but in the meantime, we're getting on with delivering a record program of infrastructure across our city. Between 2001 and 2006, the Brisbane metropolitan region contributed $19.8 billion, 13.6%, to Australia's total economic growth of $146 billion. Brisbane accounts for roughly 9% of the total Australian output. As I don't need to tell you, Brisbane is the engine for the rest of Queensland and has a very significant role to play in the southeast regional area. Between 2001 and 2006, the Brisbane metropolitan region accounted for 70% of the total southeast Queensland region's economic growth and more than half of Queensland's economic growth of 52%. Which is why every federal election is a redistribution, we get an extra seat in Queensland and the southern states lose them. In addition, employment growth has regularly been outstripping population growth, and this is forecast to continue. Between 2001 and 2006 in the Brisbane local government area, employment grew by 131,000 jobs, from 564,000 to 695,000, which was an annual growth of 4.3%. So where do we sit with the World Economic Crisis, or the GFC as the acronym seems to be? Well, there's no doubt that it is a challenging one and it does affect us. But as the Lord Mayor is fond of saying, if you could pick any country in the world to be in at the time of this economic situation, where would you be? And you'd pick Australia. And he said, and if you're in Australia, which is the one city that you'd want to be in to go through this economic troubles that we're going to have ahead of us? And of course, that would be Brisbane, because Brisbane really is still moving ahead despite the other stresses. And I think even Bernard Salt said recently, Brisbane is the aspirational capital of Australia. You can aspire to do anything and achieve it in Brisbane. So we're delighted that with the Lord Mayor's vision and determination, we expect Brisbane to keep moving ahead. And we have the advantage of a highly diversified economy with low dependence on commodity exports, which means that we continue to perform well even in tough times. Now, while there's some slowing, our employment rate is still one of the lowest in the country, estimated at about 2.6%, and our other indicators are also performing well. We anticipate that industries in Brisbane that will most immediately be impacted on by the economic slowdown are those in construction, property and consumer services, as well as retailing and restaurants. But Council will be particularly targeting those smaller industries because we believe if we don't act on those ones, that they will have a flow-on effect to employment, particularly in the areas of some of the small businesses in our city. And the great thing we do have in the region are industries such as tourism, which of course employ a high number of unskilled labour and do have a very beneficial effect on the unemployment sector. So we believe that we have got the industries and the support necessary to assist those industries. So what's our economic future? Well, as you know, under the Lord Mayor Campbell Newman, he has a very clear vision for Brisbane to be globally competitive in the world. His mantra is a smart thinking, easy living, world-class city. And later today, he'll outline his strategy, which I believe he's already delivering on for our city. Current forecasts demonstrate that Brisbane has the potential to lead an economic resurgence. And forecasts from NIA, the National Institute of Economic and Industry Research, forecast that our gross regional product could more than double in real terms over the 2006-26 period to reach $150.3 billion in 2001 terms. This growth will be driven by continued population and employment growth. But of course, herein lies the pressures on our city. When you look at the forecasts, a lot of the population growth will be on our fringes out to the west and to the north of our city, but the employment will be in the city, such as the Australia Trade Coast area and other key parts of Brisbane. Now, the pressure for us, and I look in my own area of public transport, is that we need to get those people on public transport. We need to plan now for the future. We need to plan now to assist the population growth connect to the employment centres, and that's quite a challenge. And you may be familiar with a submission that we put to the Senate inquiry recently on public transport, where we said to plan properly for the future, we need $1 billion a year for the next 10 years. And that was not just Brisbane, but for our region. And I believe that local government, and in particular Brisbane City Council, is the best placed organisation or best placed government to actually deliver. Brisbane City Council is in fact the only level of government actually delivering at the moment anywhere, and I believe if we were funded appropriately, we could deliver that infrastructure for the region as well. In actual numbers of jobs, Brisbane is expected to account for an additional 413,000 jobs by 2031, and the rest of South East Queensland will account for 521,000 additional jobs. It is our job as a council to deal with these challenges of employment growth and also break down any barriers which may restrict it. So we do have challenges ahead. We cannot pretend that the challenges are not significant. The 2006 census reveals that roughly 180,000 people travel into Brisbane each day for a job, but 87,000 of Brisbane residents travel to a workplace outside of Brisbane. So once again, we get that pressure on our roads and pressure on our public transport system. That's a net figure of 93,000 people travelling into Brisbane each day. And for locals in Brisbane, I don't have to tell you that some of our major arterial roads like Coronation Drive, in the morning, 70% of the traffic on Coronation Drive doesn't want to go to the CBD. They're actually travelling through the city to the southern or eastern parts of our city. And that's why the Lord Mayor's vision of TransApex, which is the Clem 7 tunnel, Airport Link, which the state government have kindly taken over, Northern Link, Hale Street Link, and in the future the East-West Distributor, is putting a ring road around the city. Because as you know, we inherited a situation where all roads lead to Rome. And that's why we have this extended congestion around our capital city, and that's why the Lord Mayor is delivering a ring road so that we don't have the ongoing problems. But we do need to now plan for the future. What we've done with this is try and make up for lack of action in the past, but we need to get on with the next stage. And it's not just transport challenges. When you look at the South East Queensland Regional Plan, Brisbane has been asked to deliver, and I have to say asked is actually not an answer we can give no to, 156,000 more dwellings by 2031. Now, as you heard earlier, we only have 345,000 dwellings now, so that's an incredible pressure on an area where a lot of residents feel that we've already had too much density. They don't want it in their backyard. They don't want high rise, you know, in their areas with residential areas. And the flow on effects, as people split their house blocks and take out the backyards, people then turn around to the council and say, well, we need a regional park. We need someone for our children to play. So where 20 years ago, Brisbane had big colonial homes on nice backyards and children played safely in the street, now it's incredible densification, and we'll also be expected to provide recreational facilities, which is very difficult in some of our inner city areas, which are already highly built on, where we don't have the opportunity to plan parks as part of the future. But despite these challenges, Brisbane City Council, under the guidance of Campbell Newman, is confident that we'll be able to facilitate further employment growth for Brisbane into the future, as well as toughing out the economic times. I trust everyone today will play an active role and look at what opportunities there are and make a contribution to supporting Brisbane's economic growth into the future. So I know that you'll enjoy participating in today's events and listening to what the Lord Mayor has to say later this morning. Thank you.